Well, it's that time of the week. Back in his usual spot as we catch up with our techspert, Richard Pascoe from talktech.com.au, where surprisingly, we talk tech every Monday and answer your questions, like this question from Luke from Mowbray. Now, Luke has had his computer pop up with these messages saying he needs to dial a number because his computer's infected with malware and his credit card details should be supplied. Sounds a bit dodgy to me. What should he do?
It sounds very dodgy, and I've seen this before, and it doesn't stop talking. It will keep going, and it locks your computer up. The only way to stop this is actually put your finger on the power button and shut the whole thing down.
Right.
So, no, you should not ever dial that. It's a browser infection, which means poor old Luke went on the internet.
Yes.
Shouldn't have gone there to that page.
What kind of page would that be, Richard, just if you had to pick something? You know, like what kind of pages infect your... infect your computer like that?
Sometimes it's pages without people with minimal clothes.
Yes.
Or it's free things like movies or TV shows or free music. So, okay, you know, they're all the warning signs out there as far as that's concerned. So it's ads on the page.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, Richard.
It usually is. So, yeah, Luke, shut that down. If it pops up again and you haven't been to that page, you've got to go and get it fixed and all cleaned up.
Luke, I hope that helps you out, mate. Just keep off the dodgy sites. Now, Apple are doing a Microsoft.
We had all those problems with Windows 10 being forced down people's throats.
Mm-hmm.
But what Apple are doing is the new operating system, which is Sierra. They're actually downloading in the background at the moment if they think your Mac can take it. But they will give you the option whether you can install it or not, unlike Microsoft, who tricked you into every way to put Windows 10 on there. Sierra's really good, I've got to say, but you need 8 gig of RAM. Mm. Let me mention that again. 8 gig of RAM or it will run slow. And when you install it, it re-indexes your hard drive and all your photos. So for the first couple of weeks, you will notice that your computer will be running slightly slow.
All right, Richard, just interested what side of the fence you stand on there, mate. Are you an Apple or a Microsoft man?
On my desktop right at the moment, I've got an iMac, but I've also got 2 Windows 10 computers.
We should call you Inspector Gadget, mate. You just got them all, haven't you?
That was my job. I'm the canary in the coal mine for people.
All right, when it comes to antiviruses, obviously very important to have them on our devices. How many should you have?
1. Not like I saw the other day, I said a bloke had 3 on there. Wonder why his computer ran so slow.
But wouldn't they cancel each other out as well?
Well, what they actually do is if you go to an infected site, one says, hang on, I'll get that infection. The other one says, no, I'll get that infection. The other one says, I'll get it. In the end, it just gets infected. So 1 antivirus. But remember, it's what you do that counts.
Mm. Like Luke. Yes.
Yeah, like Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Luke, we're really picking on you today, buddy. So what happens is that if you've gone to that site, you run as administrator, a lot of the time it'll actually bypass the antivirus. So safe browsing, don't click links and emails will help you more than the antivirus will.
Safe and clean browsing, I think, is the message of the day today, Richard. And just out of curiosity, I mean, I know you're not associated with any of the products, but which antivirus do you think works best?
I think with Windows 10, I think Windows Defender works fine. It comes with Windows 10. You don't need to go out and buy one.
Okay, so you don't worry about Trend or
Norton.
Norton, that's what I'm trying to think.
You know, and I've got to say, if you've got AVG on your computer, get rid of it. It is a truly awful antivirus. And if you install and uninstall an antivirus, use the tool from the manufacturer. Don't just go to your control panel because it will leave residue behind.
All right, Richard, we'll catch up with you next week and we look forward to answering more questions. If you've got one for Richard, just go to the Drive Home page and ask away at lafm.com.au.